And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program, and I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome everybody, I'm glad to be here. My name is Roland, I'm your host for this program, which has been around over 24 years, and I'm still here, and I'm getting better. Better and better and better. You see, what we all need, what do we need, ladies and gentlemen? What do we need? We need real answers. See, so much of what you get today is symptom removal. Symptom removal. But what's far more important and much better than symptom removal is something that gets right to the cause. So you can find the cause of what's wrong. You know, if you're driving around and then all of a sudden your check engine light comes on, well, you can imagine that somebody could disconnect the check engine light and then drive around blissfully ignorant and thinking that everything is fine when something could quite possibly be very wrong. You see what I mean? Wouldn't it be nice to find out what it is? Maybe it's not so bad, see, but maybe it is. But whatever it is, it needs to be fixed. It has to be fixed because sooner or later there's going to be trouble. You see what I mean? Why not get it fixed instead of making things worse? So it's very similar with all of our symptoms that we have. We have a lot of symptoms. We all know about tummy aches and headaches and nervousness and anxiety. We know all about those. But then how about anxiety, unhappiness, confusion? See, what about those? Despair. See, all of these types of things, what are those symptoms of? What are those symptoms of? They're symptoms of a lack. Or how about if there's something missing in your life? Let's say there's something missing in your life. You know, you've got a nice job and a decent car and so on and so forth. Something is missing. Well, that's a symptom. See, that's a symptom that something is missing. So let's find out what it is, shall we? All right, so that's the nature of this program. I help you to find real answers. Now let's begin with the most popular topic, and that is relationships. Everybody's favorite topic. Everybody loves relationships. You know, it's all about other people. Let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen. Let's face it, it's all about other people. Sure, you have your gadgets. You have your iPhone. You have your car. You have your books, you have all these things, your computer, but basically it boils down to relationships. It's all about relationships. Okay? Now what happens to us in our life is that our relationships aren't working out so good for a variety of reasons, and that's what I can help you to find out why they're not working out. Often it's between husband and wife or between partners in a relationship or married. See, and then sometimes it's not so good between us and our kids. See, not so good between us and our kids. So there's another problem. And then relationships with our coworkers sometimes not so good. But it all kind of goes back. We tend to repeat. We have certain scripts that we tend to repeat over and over again. You know, women tend to keep finding the same type of man, and men marry a woman like their mother, and women seem to find a man just like their father. Now, it wouldn't be good, and it's not good, but it is good in the long run. It can be good. It can be very, very, very good, because every time you find somebody that's just like your father, the father that you hated or the mother that bossed you around or whatever, you have another chance to work it out. You have another chance to get it right this time. Isn't that beautiful? You have another chance to get it right. So, after that long preamble, we'll have this very, very important announcement, and then I will talk about relationships. So stay tuned.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting. My name is Roland. The program is Talk to a Pastor, or we could also call it Common Sense, or we could call it Ask Roland. Let's talk about relationships. Okay, let's start with our basic relationships. Now, what is going on? Well, it all began in the Garden of Eden. It all began in the Garden of Eden, where Adam and Eve made a mistake. They disobeyed their father, and they ate of the forbidden fruit. They ate of the tree. Remember, there was a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Remember that Bible story. Now, some people say, well, it's just a myth or a fairy tale or something, but why don't you listen to how I describe it and then ask yourself, is it a myth or a fairy tale? And I think you'll find that it's not a myth or a fairy tale, but reality, because you'll see it happening between you and your partner, between your mom and your dad, and all around you. Okay, so we have the tree of knowledge, and God said, don't eat of that. But Adam did. He ate of it because Eve handed it to him and said, hey, let's have this apple. And of course, it was the serpent, the old snake in the grass, that was whispering in Eve's ear, and then she told Adam. Now, Eve played a role. See, the devil spoke to Eve, whispered in her mind. And so went ahead and offered it to Adam. And then he ate it. And then you know what happened. Well, they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden, and then they ended up dying. See, and the whole human race ever since then, the whole human race, instead of living forever, instead of being in paradise, we're in a jungle hell. I mean, just look all around you. Look at all the gangs, the cruelty, the violence, the murder, the rape, the incest, the theft, the cheating, the lying, the backstabbing, the gossip. See, take a look around at, all the awful things happening all over the world, and people exploiting and being exploited. Everywhere you have people being exploited. See, people being lied to. Everywhere. Lied to. But somehow we keep believing the same old lie. If somebody comes along who's a good liar, if a pretty woman comes along and she's a good liar, then a man just cannot resist. See, if a politician comes along and is a good liar and promises to people, they just can't resist, can they? Whenever you see products advertised on television or on the internet, or you go to the store and there they are and they look so fantastic, almost too good to be true. Well, they are too good to be true. So we are gullible, we believe the lie. We're inclined toward the lie. So that's the one thing that we inherit from Adam and Eve. See, when Adam sinned, when he ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, what was he doing? He was disobeying God. He was doubting the truth. The truth was, God said, "You will, if you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die. See, you're not going to be like a God, you're going to die. But Adam doubted God. He disbelieved what God said, he doubted it, and he inclined toward the lie, believed the lie that he could be a big man, that through knowledge, see, don't we buy into that today? Look at all the schools, look at all the teachers, the administrators, the professors, Look at all of, and knowledge, everywhere you go, all these experts everywhere, see? And so you go to the experts to run your life for you, and they end up ruining your life. And you pay them lots of money. But you believe them. So it's the white coat syndrome. So you believe, so you worship the, you know, you believe the person standing at the head of the classroom, you believe the person with the white coat on, you believe the politician, you believe the person on television that looks nice and is behind the microphone. See, you believe them. See, you look up to them. You follow them. They say do this and do that. You do what they say. Just as Eve, see, whispered to Adam and he believed the lie. So what happens is we're led to, see, you'll see the pattern repeating itself over and over again. So Adam believed the lie. See, he doubted God. He didn't, and he disobeyed God too. So he disobeyed God and he basically obeyed, well, he obeyed Eve, see, but through Eve he obeyed the devil. Okay? So what happened then? Adam changed. It was trauma. You know how, if you've had a trauma, you know how it changes you? You know how you change, you become a creature of trauma? And then you keep going back to the same old scene over and over again to, see, relive the trauma. Well, that's what we've all done. We all inherit the nature, the trauma-induced nature, the trauma-implanted nature that we inherit from Adam, from our parents, all the way back to Adam and Eve. And so, men can't resist a pretty woman, who's especially one who's a good liar. And she doesn't even have to be pretty. She can just be a good liar, see? Or she doesn't even have to, well, she can be supportive of his ego. See, what happened was, when Adam disobeyed God, why did he do it? He believed Eve, but why? Because he wanted to. He wanted to be a big man. He wanted to get a college degree, see, and have a lot of knowledge. Don't today we want to get a big college degree and be a big, powerful person and have power and influence and have everybody admire us and make a lot of money? And if it's not a college degree, then we want street knowledge. We want knowledge about drugs. We want knowledge about success. We want knowledge about music, about making music, about being a star. See, we want knowledge. How to be great, glorious, how to be worshipped, how to be admired. See, how to be rich and famous. That's what we want. So we look for liars who promise that to us. See, and we believe them. So we inherit that kind of nature. That's what we are. That's the human, you know, that's the basic human being right there. That's a basic fallen human being. So now perhaps, in light of what I've just said, you can take a look at your poor old mom, your poor old unloved mom. See? And your confused, confounded dad, and you can forgive them. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about your poor unloved mom and your confused dad. Your angry dad, your confused dad. Your weak dad, your angry mom. See? And we're talking about you and about your boyfriend or your girlfriend or about your husband, your wife. We're talking about everybody. Everybody, including your pastor, your minister, your politician, your doctor, your dentist, your pharmacist, your hairdresser, your gardener, your the person in the grocery line, the person working at Starbucks. We're talking about everybody, the whole human race. They say an apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Well, the whole human race is that way. We're born with a gullible nature. We're born with a fallen nature, a nature that we're born with a life that leads to death. See, that's all we inherit. That's what we get. We get a life that leads to death. See, Adam could have lived forever. Adam and Eve could have lived forever. See, they could have lived perpetually, even as God lives eternally. Remember, there was a tree of life in the Garden of Eden. So now what we need to do, remember the old Mission Impossible where they at the beginning of the program, they would have a task, say, your job or your task, if you choose to accept it, is to do such and such and such and such a thing. Well, it was always quite complicated and very difficult, and only the Mission Impossible team could pull it off. Well, your job is to see your errors in the light of the truth and to search for the truth and perhaps find the very secret to life and find the tree of life. Okay? Now, it's not for everybody. Most people won't be able to do it. Most people don't have an interest in it. Many people don't really care. They doubt what I say, and they believe they're liars. They believe those people who promise them this and promise them that. See? And most people neatly arrange their life around death. They start planning for their retirement and they're even planning ahead for their funeral plot. You know what I mean? So the point is, ladies and gentlemen, there has to be more than life than just eating and drinking and watching ball games on TV and then getting sick and going through an endless stream of doctors and having anxiety and unhappiness and fighting with your husband and wife and arguing and having your kids rebel against you. It's got to be more to life. It's got to be a way to straighten things out and then find your purpose in life. So now let's talk about men and women again. So now you see how a woman is required to play a role that's not good for her. Oh yes, Adam. Remember I said that we believe a good liar? A liar is inherently more believable than someone that tells the truth. Okay, well that's the way we are, we fallen human beings. See? But now if things could change, if you could somehow find the truth, remember it says in the Bible, you find the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you found the truth, see, and you saw all the errors, you saw the mistakes, you saw your fallen nature, you regretted what you saw about yourself, but realized you can't change yourself. See, you can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps or change one hair on your head. See, you can't do anything other than see the truth and yearn, cry out for answers. Well, maybe then something else will be added. Maybe he can add something else. See, that's why it's a lie to say that Jesus loves you as you are. That's a lie. That's another. See, we even turn Jesus into a tempter. See, we don't turn the real Jesus into a tempter, but, you know, we go to church and then they hold up a false Jesus, one that loves us just as we are. See? No, he loves us from what we are. See? He would upbraid us. And he would help us to overcome our fallen nature, see? And he would add something whereby there would be a new creature. Doesn't Paul talk about a new creature? Okay, now let's get back to relationships again. So you see now that Eve, see, this? She was like a sandwich. She was between the serpent, who had nothing but devilish designs, and Adam, who, if he'd have been good, if Adam had loved Eve, he would have said, "No, Eve, we mustn't eat the apple because Father said we mustn't." See? He would have said, "Put the apple down, we mustn't eat it." He would have been a good husband. He would have been a good husband. He would have been wise and thoughtful and loving and caring. And he would have protected her. But instead, he was excited by the naughty possibilities of becoming a big man through ambition, in other words. So his ego was excited, see? So to this very day, men are excited. Their ego is excited by a naughty lady, see? Excited by a naughty lady. Or, see, his ego is comforted by a lady who supports him, see? See, who supports him just as he are. So you can see the worst drug addicts, the worst criminals, the worst persons in the world, and there's some woman supporting them, see? Helping him to stay what he is. All right, so now you see that, now maybe you can have some sympathy on your mom. Her dad was requiring her to play a role that wasn't good for her to play because he was weak and ambitious. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Well, now you can see why. I've given you a nice little introduction. Now you can see the role that Eve played. She was the temptress. And today's atoms, with their weak, with their ambition and their wobbly ego, see, their ego needs support. Actually, a man should not require support for his ego. Instead, he should want support for his character from God, from his creator, see. But instead, men look for support from a woman. And when she gives him support, it just makes him a bigger ego, a more wobbly ego. It makes him more beastly. Remember how men fell from being very noble? How Adam fell from being a very noble creature to becoming just, you know, just kind of a base creature that had to work by the sweat of his brow and then eventually would die? See how Adam fell? So the more support that a woman gives a man, the more support she gives him, the more she supports his ego, the more he becomes beastly, the more he becomes child, like a big child, the more he becomes selfish, see? The more he needs and craves and becomes addicted to her support. And if she won't support his ego, then he goes out and looks for another woman or a bartender or drugs or other men. You see what I mean? Well, it all began with his mother. See, his mother, see, if he'd had a... See, now you can see the importance of a father. Who's the most important person in the home? Father. And what do you see in a lot of homes? There's no father there. He's gone. There's a divorce. Kids don't even know who their father was sometimes. Or he's there, but he's like a non-factor because he's weak. He sits in the living room, watches football, and he's weak. Mom is in charge. See? Everywhere you go, mom is in charge. She pretends he's in charge, but she's really in charge. See? She's in charge of everything, in charge of school, in charge of church, in charge of everything. See? And dad looks to her. Father, he looks to her to support his ego. See? So no one, so he's weak. He's weak. And so, first she likes the role of being the power, but then she resents the fact that all the responsibility is dumped on her shoulders. See, and she resents not being loved for herself, for being used as an object of use to support his ego. See? All right, that's why you got to get my book. I explain it all. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Be sure to get my book because it's really, really good. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. I hope you enjoyed today's program, The History of the Human Race, the story of the whole human race. And now that you have a little bit of a grasp of it, now you can get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, or my newest book, Putting the Forever Back in Love, which has advanced strategies in relationship building. You can get one of those books or get both of them. And oh, it'll be so much fun. Your eyes will be opened. It'll be a good read. You'll have a lot of fun and you'll reduce your stress and maybe even save your relationship. My name is Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.